Hurry, Victor! Game started 10 minutes ago.
I'll come in.
Eric, can I get a selfie?
Why nobody want my picture?
Because you're only 96, Victor. When you get to 101, you'll see.
Victor, give a blast to your trumpet.
Oh, there, Victor. You see, you are famous.
It's not me. It's my trumpet.
Come on. How could he miss that? Victor!
What?
What's wrong with you?
It's her, Darren's daughter, Jade. 5 rows down, blonde curly hair.
The daughter you never see?
None of us see her.
Look at her boyfriend. Him look like a thug.
Oh, they're a bad lot, Eric. You see the striker? The Nigerian fella?
Oh, Inoja?
Every time he come to this side. Listen, he's coming. You hear it? Monkey noises.
Come on, Victor. They're just teenagers booing and jeering.
No, man. She's racist. My own granddaughter a racist.
How is it possible when you are from the Caribbean?
I don't know, Eric. Maybe it's what happens when you get cut off from your roots. Oh. It's that man, Anoja. He's on fire today.
Look, he's running over here to celebrate.
No, man. Did you see that?
What?
Jade, she threw something at him. Straight at Anoja.
Oh, he's running his head.
I'll go in down there.
No, Victor.
Enough is enough.
Don't be a fool, Victor.
Jade. I saw what you did.
Who are you? How'd you ken my name?
He's that old trumpet guy.
Is everything all right, Victor? Was it them who threw the coin?
Come on, Jade, let's go. These stewards are looking up us.
Never mind the stewards, you racist wee prick. Get out. Go on.
Jade, come on.
I don't feel so good. I need to sit down.
Help me. It's falling.
That's it.
Come on, man.
Just go over here.
Come on, man. Sure he's okay?
He'll be fine now he's had the glucose. I'll go and get the first aid room ready.
Where am I?
In the concourse, Victor. It's your diabetes.
I feel sick. Jade, is that you?
I never meant to actually hit the guy. It was that dumb celebration he done right in front of us.
Because of the abuse you gave him.
Are you going to report me? Your own granddaughter?
So you do know who I am?
Kinda. I've seen you at games.
Why you never come and speak to me?
I didn't really ken you, do I?
You shouldn't even be here. You know that?
I'm allowed. I'm 16.
I don't mean the game. I mean here, alive. On this earth.
What?
You're only alive because of Felix.
Right, you're freaking me out now. Who the hell is Felix?
Can you hear it? Can you hear the ocean?
Is he all right? Did he bump his head?
He's talking about when we first came here from Belize in 1942.
There were 900 of us.
We were lumberjacks, woodcutters, whatever you wanted to call us.
A convoy of ships, far as the eye could see. Then, suddenly, it happened. We watched the ships go down, just disappear beneath the waves. Another hit!
This time, it was us.
The German sunkies?
She tipped and tipped right over.
We were petrified.
Then she stopped. At a crazy angle. Just kept right on sailing like that.
Sailing on and on to Scotland. More lucky in time. Mist rolling in from the sea.
It's a good wee story, but what's it got to do with me? And this guy, Felix?
That's the room ready, Victor. Are you his carer?
Eh? Aye, I am. I'm his carer.
Are you coming too, Eric? You can carry the famous trumpet. Just lie there, Victor. I'll be back in 10 minutes.
His Kira?
I've been helping him, haven't I?
Tell the truth. You were hiding behind Victor. The police were coming along the corridor with our boyfriend in tow.
I just wanted to hear the rest of the wee story.
Then sit down and listen. It's your wee story anyway.
My story?
The story of who you are. Of why you are.
Okay. Bit weird, but fire ahead.
It's World War II, and the British need timber. They need it to win the war. They invite the best forestry workers from the British Empire to serve the mother country in our hour of need. Canadian, Australian, Newfoundlander, and us, the British Honduras Forestry Unit.
They sent us to camps in every part of Scotland. Eric was sent up to the highlands.
And Victor to the lowlands.
We were young men, and we worked like machines.
Especially Victor and Felix, the Campbell brothers, the fastest, strongest, most skillful woodcutters in the unit.
Which is why the colonel noticed us.
Colonel?
The Laird of Dundrennan. The country estate where we were stationed.
So, this Felix is your brother?
Was. My brother.
Victor, Felix, your fame goes before you. The gardens are going to rack and ruin. I need a couple of extra fast.
Sorry, Colonel. We didn't come here to be no gardeners.
What Felix is saying, sir, is that we're here to cut timber for the war effort.
And the estate is part of those efforts. I volunteered my forests, quite unaware I'd host a unit such as yours. The least you could do is help me out in
a
return.
A unit such as ours?
I think you understand.
Yummy and black men.
We should get back to work, Felix.
Exactly. We don't want this tree to fall accidentally and top us someone.
You'd be wise to keep me on your side. Good day.
Stupid fool!
Felix! Take it easy, man!
Oh, no! I know you're just scored again!
Why do you want to hurt him, Jade?
I told you. It was an accident.
And the abuse?
Abuse? It's banter. You shouldn't take it so serious.
Is that what your friends think?
They just think Scotland should stay like it was in the olden days.
The olden days? The Scots have been going to live in other countries for centuries. You don't think other people should be allowed to come here, too?
Can we go back to the story? I'll need to go soon.
You're in a hurry? Okay. We arrived in towns and villages all over Scotland in the olden days. And we were warmly welcomed.
Really?
Yes, really.
Oh, yes. With open arms.
They took our clothes to wash, made meals for us.
Invited us to dances.
Oh, man. The dances. An old man gives his trumpet to my brother Felix. And damn, Felix can play.
People come from far and wide to hear him.
And that's when I see her.
See who?
Sadie. Sadie Ferguson.
Are you going to keep staring all night? Or are you going to ask me to dance?
Don't you work up at the big house?
I do.
Me and the Colonel, we're not exactly best friends.
And why should I care what the Colonel thinks? He's my boss, not my father.
He's a powerful man who doesn't really want us here.
You're here at the British government's request, not his.
That's true.
Then, stuff him.
May I have this dance then?
Yes, you may.
But I was right to be worried about the Colonel.
Harold, you received my letters. Not now, I'm on the phone. Sorry, Harold. Yes, it's as bad as expected. Dozens of coloured men stationed on my land. Don't you agree that local women setting foot in coloured men's accommodation ought to be considered a criminal offence? Thank you. Finally, someone who sees sense.
Victor, hoping to meet Sadie, were you?
No, sir. The cook requested some firewood.
Listen to me. This is the last time I want to see you at Dundrennan House.
Excuse me?
And you may wish to pass on the news. I've had contact from the ministry, and they've stated that any woman found inside your camp will be charged with trespass.
That's mental. The colonel got the hump just because you were going out with Sadie.
He wasn't the only one. Some of those in charge believe we were the lowest of the low, and that's exactly how they treated us. They built us a wooden hut to live in, but it was thin and full of gaps. Wind, rain, sleet, and snow blew straight off the North Sea. We went to work in our wet clothes, came home in wet clothes.
Victor wrote me a letter to tell me the sad news. He'd got pneumonia really bad.
Two of the guys died in their beds, right beside me. These were healthy young men.
Were you scared you'd die as well?
Aye, but the difference was, I had people caring for me. Sadie and Felix.
Thank you, man.
Anything to lift your spirits?
I can't seem to shake it, Felix.
Things not the same without you. You got to get better.
I will. It's Sadie, man. She keeping me alive.
Sadie knew she could be caught for trespassing, but she came again and again, brought me soup, blankets, socks.
I'm scared, Victor. You're wasting away. I feel like I'm losing you.
You're not. It's impossible, Sadie.
How's that?
As long as you're here on this earth, I'm not going anywhere.
You'd better not, Victor. I love you.
I love you too.
She visited every day until one day the door of the hut opened and it wasn't Sadie.
Look at you, a mere shadow of yourself.
We'd be okay if we had dry clothes and a warm place to stay.
Thankfully, the government has agreed to give you men the chance to return home. Put you out of your misery, so to speak.
What about the Australian or Canadian lumberjacks?
Perhaps they're more suited to the climate.
More like they got better huts and uniforms. We British subjects, same as them. And no one has the right to make us leave.
Actually, they do. About 100 of you are deemed to be unsuitable and are to be repatriated. Your name is on the list, Victor.
What? For what?
Persistent absenteeism.
This is your doing. You want me away from Sadie.
And rightly so. Thanks to you, I've lost one of my best members of staff.
What do you mean?
She's currently at the police station answering to charges of trespass.
No. She doesn't deserve this.
Don't upset yourself. You need to conserve your energy for the journey home. You'll be leaving in the next few days.
I didn't even get to say goodbye to her when it was time to leave.
Victor, I know you think I may have slighted you in some way, but in fact, I've saved you and Sadie and any coloured offspring that may have resulted from a lifetime of pain and distress.
Excuse me. I feel like I'm going to throw up.
Well, hurry up then. We don't want to hold up the troops.
5 minutes later, I watched from the toilet as the lorries drove off without me.
They forgot you?
No. My brother Felix went instead of me.
Felix, what you doing in here?
You and me, we swapping places.
No. We're being sent home in disgrace.
I want to go home, man. I'm sick of Scotland. I'm sick of the call.
But they got a list with my name on it.
We swap ID cards.
Are you sure about this, Felix? There's no going back.
Victor, we can't wait to go home. Swimming at the sea, eat mangoes. Sadie and you're meant to be together.
So, we swapped ID cards. And that was it. The last time I ever saw Felix.
Thanks for sharing all this. But I probably should go now.
You mean now that the police have gone past?
Is he all right?
No. He never talks about what happened to Felix.
What do you mean? I thought Felix went back home.
The men crossed the Atlantic safely. But when they got to New York, they didn't have visas. And the British did nothing to help. Now, these men had risked their lives to come all the way from the Caribbean to do their bit for king and country. Were held for weeks at Ellis Island like criminals.
My lovely brother got sick and died in a cell, all alone.
What happened to Victor?
I got a train up to where I was working, up in the Highlands, having a wonderful time. But after the war, about 200 of us stayed on. We moved to Edinburgh, Glasgow, some to England.
So many beautiful families, full of love and laughter. The opposite of the pain and distress the Colonel predicted.
I wish he could see your families now.
Our families. Don't you see? It's your family, Jade. Me, your dad, Granny Sadie.
Sadie's my granny? Is she still?
Yes, and she would love to meet you.
Do I, like, remind you of her at all?
No, you remind me of Felix.
Felix?
Here's his ID.
No way. We've literally got the same eyes. All this, it doesn't seem real.
It is real, Jade. Here, give me the trumpet.
This is Felix's trumpet, the one you play at every game. I just realised. I only exist because Felix swapped places with you.
That's what I was trying to tell you. To see you taking part in that abuse of a young footballer who did you no harm, a girl from my family, it made me think, is this what Felix died for?
I just got caught up in it with my boyfriend and his pals, trying to fit in. I'm so sorry, Victor, for what I've done.
Come here.
Jade McKinnon.
Aye.
We'd like you to come with us to the station.
Sorry, officer. She can't just know. She's my granddaughter.
It's okay, Victor. I didn't want you getting in trouble.
You're going to court. Get banned from the stadium.
I deserve it. But Felix. Grandpa?
Yes?
Can I come see you sometime?
Of course you can.
Are you feeling okay? I don't want you collapsing again.
Actually, the fainting might have been a small little bit exaggerated.
What?
She wouldn't have stayed and listened otherwise.
Victor! But you know, that's true. And this is one story she needs to hear.
Eric, man, I wish the whole of Scotland could hear it.
Oh, My name is Eusebio Diaz Martinez, and my grandfather, Sam Martinez, was one of the lumberjacks who came to Scotland during the war. Like Eric, Sam was stationed in the Highlands, moved to Edinburgh and had a big loving family, and was a lifelong supporter of the Hibernian Football Club until he died in 2016 at the age of 106. Sam was so well respected as a fan that the club installed a plaque behind one of the goalposts in his honour. This play is dedicated to Sam and the 900 Belizean forestry workers, especially the six men who died as a result of their act of service.
In Glory, Glory, an Edinburgh Story by Camilla Santos, Victor was played by Glenn Wilson, Eric by Eddie Connor, Jade and Sadie by Vivian Reid, Young Victor by Lyndon Walcott-Burton, Felix by Jordan Laidley, Hibs fan, Jade's boyfriend, Colonel and policeman by Gordon Peaston. It was directed by Nilo Farkan. Glory, Glory, an Edinburgh Story is a Holy Mountain production with Tamasha Theatre Company and supported by the Audio Content Fund.